Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Update your floors with 11% off Great Lakes Vinyl Flooring at Menards. It's a perfect addition for any room in your home. Find a wide selection of waterproof and durable floors that are easy to install. Great Lakes Vinyl Floors also feature an attached pad for comfort and noise reduction. Heritage Vinyl Plank is only $329 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin 3, Michigan Tech 2. Third period of play here in Houghton. Wisconsin trying to clear, cannot. Russell's blast from the point, waffled away by McClellan. Here's Simon Tassie on the attack with Finley. Topol deeks around the defenseman, tried to tuck it back left side on Pietola, but he stayed with Tassie and made the glove save. Beautiful move by Simon Tassie. Pietola up for the task.
Wow, we know he has a great pedigree from his background. That was definitely the nicest offensive play of the season that he's made. Try to get the goaltender moving to the right and just lay it back to the goaltender's left, but he held his space and made the save. But what a move.
Yeah, Tassie, the MVP of the British Columbia Hockey League 2 years ago with Salmon Arm when he had 38 goals and 78 points. He was a first-team All-Star 2 years ago, so was his current teammate, Tyson Jugnauth. So was his current teammate, Tyson Dick. Badgers win the faceoff, dump it down in. And Getz coughs it up to Bantle, who then fumbles the puck in the corner. He's toe-to-toe with Vaharatio. And he just tries to walk back and forth. Bantle, the former Michigan Tech Husky, most of his classmates when he was a freshman here, still here with Tech. Had a chance to see a number of them, get a chance to talk with them as well, but now he's wearing the Cardinal and White. Puck up to center. Scholl trying to out-muscle Rasmussen, does, wins it. With Whitelaw looking, shooting. Shot blocked by Jed Pietola, but Dexheimer gobbles it up. Skates right goal line and then ran into a pair of Huskies and lost the puck. Whitelaw battling in the offensive zone, almost forced a turnover. And, in fact, with his work, it allowed the Badgers to win the puck and dump it in. 7:40 left in the third. A 3-2 game. Wisconsin with the lead on Tech. Puck sails back into the Tech zone. Pietola stops it for his cousin Jed. Up ahead to Bronte. Stumbles down. That freed the puck for Brady Cleveland. Borlicki headmans for Tyson Dick. And they didn't connect. An icing call. Dick got hit up high. No penalty called. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here in Houghton. Badgers lead the series opener 3-2, 7:20 left in period number three. Battling for the loose puck in the defensive zone. The Badgers finally win it, chipped out by Horbach. It's wobbling down towards the Tech goal line, not strongly enough for icing. Badgers will get a change. Stang stayed on the ice to forced the issue a bit, allowing the full change, and now Lucius replaces him. Cilia, D. St. Foul out there, too. Lead feed for Kukkonen. Nice stick-handling move around the lodge, but ran into a Badger, and then a left-wing shot by the defenseman Campbell up off the right shoulder of the Badgers' netminder McClellan, who makes this stop. He now has 19 saves. Does Kyle McClellan Jugnoff got into trouble. Coughed it up to Kyle Kukkonen. Slot pass. Oh, to Ryman. Couldn't handle it. Handcuffed him. Kukkonen, had he lifted up his head, he was open in this slot. The right-hander. But instead saw Ryman, who was left-handed and off balance. Badgers the other way. Lucius, one on three. Cruz Lucius, and his shot got through the legs of Getz and ricocheted to the corner. Simon to Fitzgerald. Batted back deep to Lucius. Getz immediately on him. Cruz with a long stick. Still battling, stumbles down now and loses possession. And Tech will escape its own end. Vaharatio to Kateroff. Cross to Pettersson. Big right-hander, left wing. Goes around behind his back but can't elude Anthony Kerr. Dump back deep, centering pass. Right there was Wisconsin's Fitzgerald protecting his goal mouth. Tech takes the puck back, though. Chase Pietl, a long-range shot. That got through. It hit a stick. It went to the corner. Tassi tried to heave it out. No luck. Chase Pietl again. Shot blocked by Fitzgerald. It's out at center. He and Pietl are battling for it. Fitzgerald goes down. Fended off by Pietl. And now Kateroff at center. Left wing Gordon. Immediately Cleveland reaches out with his stick, forcing him to put it behind the net. Polonichuk just got whacked down from behind by Gordon. No penalty called. Tech with a puck. Here's Campbell weaving through the high slot. Fell down. Puck knocked down in front. Oh, what a save by McClellan, who leapt for the loose puck as it fluttered to his left. He went down to his backside. There was a man on the left of McClellan who knocked the puck down and whacked at it. That was Marcin Kevitz. And somehow McClellan kept the puck out of the net with his left pad.
I think he went down and maybe with his pad and his glove there.
Yeah.
Spread out his legs as best he could, covered up what he could, and made this heck of a save there. And all started in the corner when Polonichuk got knocked down. Oh, man. It dropped it. He caught it up in the air, dropped it right behind McClellan in the blue paint, and somehow it ended up outside the post there. We'll have to see that a couple more times to see how that actually happened.
It looked like McClellan, he came back to his left and actually dove. You know, he's off balance. His legs are flopping everywhere, but he got his glove hand down to keep it out of the net, and then his glove appeared to get stuck in the goal netting, or maybe somebody was standing on the laces or whatever, but it came off his hand. So then he's playing without a glove hand or without a glove on his hand, but somehow he kept it out. And it's 3-2. Badgers just iced the puck. Another faceoff to come, this time to McClellan's right. He didn't see it originally, but then out of the corner of his eye, he must have, right?
And they just showed the overhead view. He kind of a little bit of luck there, I think. He went back to cover up or get back in position, and I think it hit, like you said, his left skate maybe even as he pushed back towards the net and enough momentum to knock it outside the post.
And now after a faceoff win by Tech in the offensive zone, Matthew Campbell, a long-range shot from the point in and out of the glove of McClellan, kind of bobbled it a bit, but then able to cover before a Tech player could get there for the rebound. 5:02 to go in the third, Wisconsin 3, Michigan Tech 2. Joe Shawn has already used his timeout to challenge a potential 5-minute major that was not called. And it was not called after review. Badgers still have their timeout. Again, Tech won the offensive zone faceoff. Campbell's shot missed the net. Badgers got it to center. And now Kerr lifts it past Russell back to the Tech zone. Lucius out there with Cilia and D. St. Foul. They've been out there for two of the three goals tonight. Puck is loose. Here's Marcin Kevitz. Setting up Getz for a one-timer, deflected off a stick, never got to McClellan. Wrap around by Ryman, stopped by McClellan. Puck still loose in the low left circle, taken away by Polonichuk. Up to center, Lucius gains the red line. Left wing pass to D. St. Foul in front of the Tech bench in front of us. Now gobbled up by Kyle Kukkonen. Stops, and the right-hander dumps it in, right corner to left. Stang there, trying to chop it out. Got the puck up towards the blue line, not out. He'll get a second crack at it and gets the job done with 4 minutes left in the third, a 3-2 Wisconsin lead.
The Tech's making it really hard for Wisconsin now. They're trying to get the puck down the other end of the ice. The red line is kind of the wall right now for Tech, and the as Badgers try to get puck down deep.
Mike Hastings and his staff confident to put the fourth line out there of Stang, Horbach, and Tyson Dick. And again, Dick in his Badgers debut, a headsy player, and he jams the puck off the wall on the near side, getting it ahead to Horbach, and he skates it through center, then wipes out and lost possession. Jed Pietila, lead feed intended for Koskapirti, off a stick and down deep into the Wisconsin zone. McClellan got it off the Lodge, headmans to Horbach, patient with a puck, bumps it ahead. Here's Tassie now left wing. He falls down, lost an edge, taken by Trevor Russell. Battling back Fitzgerald, slowing Russell's breakout pass, and Tech at its own blue line with possession. 3:10 left in the third, 3-2 Badgers.
Two chances for Wisconsin to make it a 200-foot game for Tech, and they blew a tire inside the blue line both times.
Campbell, long-range shot, easy save for Kyle McClellan, gives up no rebound, and a faceoff to come inside the Wisconsin zone. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. And UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Well, Michigan Tech's pulled its goaltender for an extra attacker with 3 minutes and 4 seconds left in the third. Badgers lead 3-2. Tech has had the last six shots on goal.
They made that a really slow change. Didn't have their players out on the ice to kind of...
Hey. Ooh, sorry.
Keep Badger. That hidden to Wisconsin for that faceoff. So they didn't know it until right at the end.
Badgers just won the defensive zone faceoff. And an empty net bid by Cruz Lucius from the far right wing wall. And he missed by a couple of feet. Badgers, again, will have Cilia out there for the defensive zone faceoff to the left of McClellan. Kateroff to take the draw for Michigan Tech. Mosley's out there. Rasmussen as well. Logan Pietila, their top scorer, at the right point with Campbell. They're going to drop the puck at some point, and they do. Cilia leans into Kateroff, taken by D. St. Fowl, got enough of it out to the blue line. Backhanded by Lucius. It's on its way to the empty net, and he missed it. Oh, Logan Pietila with fantastic hustle all the way back just as it got to the goal line. He got his stick on it and swept it to the far corner. Tech still with life, 3-2 Wisconsin, 2:35 left here in the third period.
A high drama there as you watch the puck crawl towards the goal, if it was going to make it there before Pietila or not.
Puck is loose again. Cilia taps ahead. Lucius, he'll try a third time for an empty netter. That's blocked. Cilia picks it up. His backhander will go wide, but he had gained the red line. No icing. Badgers are going to need a change here soon, but Lucius is out there sniffing around one on an empty netter. Badgers lead 3-2, 2:08 remaining in regulation. Lucius now changes out for Carson Bantle. Here's Chase Pietila, big defenseman. Skates in, one on five. Shot off the stick of Lodge. Good block. Bounces free to Daniel Lodge behind the net. He'll turn and fire it towards the empty net, and that's going to go wide. It went off the stick, but it's icing on Wisconsin. Badgers going for the kill here with an empty net, but they've iced it again. Face off to the left of Kyle McClellan. The good news is they just changed about 10, 15 seconds ago. And David Cilia is on the ice to take the faceoff, the best faceoff man in the country last season and one of the best already this year.
Daniel Lodge going for a two-goal game there with the 200-foot empty net shot attempt.
Lodge was credited with the go-ahead goal here in the third period. Long-range shot got through on his knees. McClellan, top of his crease, made it, just smothered it. Had the stop and another faceoff to come. And now Mike Hastings will change his personnel. Fitzgerald, De St. Fowl, Lucius, with Palatichuk and Kerr. 1:44 left in regulation. Wisconsin 3, Michigan Tech 2.
It's Fitzgerald this time taking the faceoff for Cilia, who stayed out there a little bit extra.
And Koskapirti wins this one, though. Goes to the corner. Gordon protecting the puck. Kerr there immediately. Swept around. Finds the stick of Marcin Kevics. Goal line right towards the dot. Cross ice pass to the left dot. Koskapirti can't handle it. It bounced off the dasher. Loose in the corner. Fitzgerald trying to jam it free. Lucius goes to get it. He turns. Empty net chance. This time he does score! On his fourth attempt at an empty netter, Lucius lights the lamp from 180 feet. The Badgers lead 4-2 with 1:20 to play.
And he banks it off the post from 180 feet. That was right on line. He wasn't sure if it was going to go wide, hit the post, or go in. That one hit the post and banked in. Right about the exact same part of the net where the one that got saved a little bit ago was going to go just inside the right post.
Cruz Lucius, third goal of the season. That's an empty netter. The Badgers lead 4-2. Blake Pietola, last year an All-American CCHA Player of the Year, gave up three goals or more in only 10 of his 36 games. He gave up three here tonight. Lodge with a go-ahead goal. Lucius with an empty net goal. And 1 minute to play here in Houghton. Wisconsin leads 4-2.
The goaltender back in the net.
Pietola is. And the Badgers have Bantle, Tassie, Cilia, with Borlicki and Lotch. And Tech looking a bit puzzled with how to break out against the Badgers. 1-2-2 neutral zone forecheck. They dump it in, though. And from the right wing, Kateroff throws one at the net. Sticked aside by McClellan. Kukkonen defended by Vorlicki. Kateroff canceled out by Lodge. Kukkonen gets the puck to the point now. It's Pietola. Jed, his shot or pass went off the stick of Gordon to the corner. Lifted over the head of Chase Pietola off his glove, and it rolls back towards the Tech zone. 18 seconds to go in period number three. Joe Palatichuk back for the Badgers behind his net. Not much resistance from Tech. They back off. How about the Wisconsin Badgers? Started with back-to-back wins at home against Augustana, then went to Bemidji and won, lost at North Dakota in a hard-fought game, 2-0. Now they come to Houghton and knock off 17th-ranked Michigan Tech. They beat the favorite to win the CCHA on its home ice. Wisconsin 4, Michigan Tech 2, the final. The Badgers off to a 4-1 start under new head coach Mike Hastings.
You got to love how it happened to Wisconsin for the second weekend opening game. Trailed at one point in the game, this time midway or late in the second period, and just kept battling. It was a goal with 7 seconds left in the second period that tied the game back up, and Wisconsin just powered through here. Third periods have been good so far. Made when the things have been questionable or it's been a battle, Wisconsin has been found a way here the first few weeks of the year.
Now, Wisconsin last season won only 3 road games. The Badgers already have 2 road wins this season. They knock off Michigan Tech here in Houghton tonight by the final score of 4-2. Cruz Lucius, the empty net goal at 18:40. And Kyle McClellan tonight credited with 27 saves. His record now 4-1. A 4-2 Wisconsin win over Michigan Tech. Badgers hockey brought to you by UW Athletics. Proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badger hockey also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. It's your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Wisconsin 4, Tech 2, the final. Post-game show is coming up. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 42. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive, deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
With Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Wisconsin a winner tonight in Houghton against Michigan Tech. 4-2, the final score. Badgers and Huskies tied at 2 after 2, and then Daniel Lotch gets credit for the game-winning goal at 7:42, a shot from the left point that hit something and beat Blake Pietola. They gave Mike Vorlicki and Matthew D. St. Fowl assists, and then an empty net goal from Cruz Lucius, his third goal this season. Christian Fitzgerald, the lone assist at 18:40, 4-2 the final score. Shots on goal totaled 29 for Michigan Tech. Wisconsin only 22. Badgers had only 6 shots on goal in the third period, but Pietola only credited with 4 saves. He's credited with 18 for the game. Michigan Tech remains winless, now 0-2-2. The Huskies with 12 shots on goal in that third period, and Kyle McClellan stopped them all. He finished with 27 saves. Kyle now 4-1 this season. So are the Badgers, who go for a sweep against Tech tomorrow night. Let's name our 3 stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Paul, who do you have?
Number 3 star, we're going to start with Daniel Lotch. Game-winning goal, the defenseman, solid in his own zone. He used his reach a lot tonight to break up plays, and the Badgers were pretty good in getting out of their zone when he was on the ice. Number 2 star, Kyle McClellan, 27 saves. A couple of big ones throughout the game, as we've seen all year so far. One late where I think it might have been an accident, but the puck went behind him and he tried to get in position and knock the puck outside the net, which looked like it was going to be a easy tap-in for Michigan Tech after a puck floated to one of their forwards at the right of the net. He popped it down in the crease behind Kyle McClellan, but it ended up outside the net. And then number one, Cruz Lucius, heck of a pass to tie the game right at the end of the second period.
Yeah.
And then he... like all the Badgers, really, Michigan Tech pulled their goalie with over 3 minutes left. Badgers were going for it. They were putting pucks down the ice. I don't know how many times they missed the net. 3, 4, 5 times. One great play by Michigan Tech to keep one out of the net. But he made that pass that kind of, I think, changed the tone a little bit of this game. And goal and assist for Cruz Lucius. And he is the number one star of the night.
All right. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. We'll have our energizing performance of the game when we come back in a couple of minutes. Wisconsin, a 4-2 win tonight at Michigan Tech. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Wisconsin scores 2 and a third, including an empty netter. Knocks off Michigan Tech 4-2 the final tonight, proving to 4-1. Paul, our energizing performance of the game. Who do you have?
Well, the play, I mentioned it a little bit ago, the end of the second period. Wisconsin looked like maybe a little bit on their heels a tiny bit towards the end of there. They went down 2-1 after a couple of power play goals by Michigan Tech. But a heck of a play by Matthew DeSaint found the own zone. Cruz Lucius with a great pass to David Cilia cutting through the slot, who made a great move on the goaltender at full speed and finished off the breakaway, got the game tied at the second intermission, and Badgers went from there. They came out in the third period, looked really good there, and ended up getting a couple of goals in the third. And honestly, David Cilia could have been a star of the game here too tonight, because he was outstanding, 13 of 22 on the faceoff, so he was good night for him as well.
Yeah, Cilia had 3 shots on goal. Wisconsin blocked 22 shots tonight, and they were credited with 26 out of 53 in the faceoff circle. Maybe in the third period, Tech had more possession, but Wisconsin got the job done, most importantly, and gets the win, and now 4-1 and goes for a sweep tomorrow night. And that was fun to watch. Badgers got off to a good start in a tough building. You give Tech credit, they're good, and they're picked to win the CCHA for a reason. They take a 2-1 lead, but like we saw at Bemidji, too, the resilience of the Wisconsin Badgers is good to see.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of space on the ice for most of the night. A couple of ugly goals, or more than a few ugly goals, with deflections and point shots and whatever, but Wisconsin found a way to get it done, especially in the third period, and make it a difficult task tomorrow to try to get another one.
Yeah. Nice job tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow.
See you, Brian.
Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Wisconsin, a 4-2 winner tonight. Associate head coach Todd Cannott will join us here in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 42. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 53. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin, a 4-2 win over Michigan Tech tonight. Badgers are 4-1 and go for a sweep tomorrow night with face-off at 5 o'clock Central, pregame at 4:30 on the Badgers Sports Network. Associate head coach Todd Knott kind enough to come upstairs after a hard-fought win, and congratulations, you found a way. We were just talking about it, and sometimes it's not going to be pretty, is it?
Very much so, especially in this rink. We've got a lot of experience, maybe not our team, but especially as a staff, a lot of games in here over the last 10 years, and there's never been a pretty one. One, give credit to Joe Sean. His guys always compete very hard. They defend very well. They've always got good goaltending, and I give our guys a lot of credit for sticking with it in a bit of an ugly game. Just not a lot of space on the ice.
Mm-hmm. And you knew that going in, obviously, but I thought your club got off to a decent start in the first and kind of fending off a Tech team that can come right at you. Do you agree?
Yeah, very much so. And you know what? The positives first. We've talked about discipline. That's the most discipline we've played up till this point, but then our penalty kill let us down a little bit. We had a couple goals against, and I thought that got them back in the game, so we're going to have to make sure to address that issue going into tomorrow and get that back on page.
Yeah, they were going dot to dot, and there's, you know, in the middle of the ice, they had a lot of good looks, and your goaltender came up big when he needed to.
He did, and you know what? It's just one of those that you get a little bit holy sometimes when something bad happens, and you look at their first one, goes off a skate, I think then off a Lachey's helmet,
yeah,
and then over a goalie, but then you start to question yourself a little bit, and that's the first time I've seen our penalty kill do that. So we're going to have to address that again, watch some tape, and give them credit. I thought their power play, and we talked about it this week, they struggled a little bit last weekend. So you know they were going to be working on it all weekend, or I should say all week, and I thought their power play was good tonight too, so give them some credit.
Yeah, they've got some players, Kukkonen and Pietila. I mean, they're very good. William Whitelaw scores his first goal as a Badger. He didn't use his stick to score it, but it doesn't matter how, it's how many. And then David Cilia scores his first goal as a Badger. And before we talk about that play specifically, Luke Regner, your director of hockey ops, was telling me yesterday, we need to get Whitelaw and Cilia their first goals.
Very much. You know what? Especially a guy, yeah, you look at two different guys, one being a very young one, but scores 30-some goals in the USHL last year. No matter what happens, how a guy's playing, good or bad, if you're a goal scorer, that's what they're looking at. And so for Whitey, I thought it was great to be able to have him take a deep breath now. And then David Silly, who's been doing it for a while in college hockey, scored a lot for us last year in Minnesota State. And to go through the first four, that starts to mount on you. Mm-hmm. And so both, you know what, and then we'll even bring up Lachey. I've always found in this building, it's good to get a mix of young guys, old guys, but the old guys usually figured out a way to get it done. And I thought Matty St. Tefal had a great game.
Yeah.
Lachey scores the game winner with some guys net front. And so some real positives again on an ugly game that you got to find a way to get the points. Not so much points for us, but pairwise points, I should say. But finding a way to get it done.
Yeah, De St. Tefal, 2 assists. He was +3 tonight. A couple more for you. That end of the second period play, DeSaint foul patient in his own zone to find Lucius on the breakout. And what a sauce pass to Cilia, who dekes out maybe the best goaltender in the country for a goal with 7-8 seconds left in the period. It's a tie ball game as opposed to being down going to the
momentum.
Locker room.
Wow. You're dead on momentum. And the funny part about that play, because Coach came down, they run a very good faceoff play, and we had a defenseman lost. And we're looking, where's their defenseman? And give Verlicky credit. He's lost on the play, finds a way to go, blocks a shot before that happens. And so as Coach is going at it, I'm saying, hey, it worked out just like we planned. Get a little lost, block the shot, and then we headed the other way. But I agree with you. Just for momentum, in which we could have went in and been a real negative feel in that locker room. Instead, guys were very upbeat because of it.
You were trying, and at the end, you're trying to finish it off. It's 3-2. There's an empty net. You have guys shooting from 180 feet. I mean, Cruz tried it four times before they finally figured it out, right? So is that what you plan to do in any of those situations, or is that just what
not, and it's funny you bring it up. I mean, that's such a new thing, I think. When I first got into coaching and playing, you never shot an open net.
Not from that far away, right?
Especially with one goal. It's one thing if you got a two-goal lead or you have a really good look at it. So it's something I'm sure we'll talk about as a staff and as a team philosophy-wise because we haven't got into that yet.
Right.
But I agree when old Cruz shot it, I said, this one better go in because at some point where you're messing with fire with all those face-offs, there is a time and a place, I think, that you bump it out and live another day. But give him credit. He made sure to bury the last one.
Yeah. Well, good luck tomorrow night. It was fun, and it's always fun to win, and it'll be raucous in here again tomorrow. This is a great place to play.
So. It will, and it'll be even tougher tomorrow. They're still looking for their first win, and we knew that tonight, so we know it's going to be even a lot harder tomorrow.
All right, Todd, thanks for coming up.
No problem.
Sure, that's Todd Canott with us here, the Badgers associate head coach. Wisconsin, a 4-2 win tonight. Highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Back in Houghton, Wisconsin, and Michigan Tech meeting here for the first time in 11 years. Badgers hadn't been up here since October of 2011. They, of course, played in Madison a couple of years ago, and Blake Pietila, the Huskies goaltender, beat them twice, and they're still loaded. Michigan Tech picked to win the CCHA preseason number 10 in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll, highest preseason ranking in Michigan Tech history. But they were winless in three games coming into tonight's series opener against a 3-1 Wisconsin team. Here are the calls of the game. Hands off Cleveland, tried to refeed Cilia, cutting right wing, intercepted by Mosley. Headmans now to Marcin Kevix. Nice little backhand pass, quick shot, and a great save by Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan on Max Koskapirtti. Oh, what a pass that time by Marcin Kevix to Koskapirtti, and McClellan with an excellent stop from 10 feet away. Here's Jugnov looking, shooting, it ricocheted off two people and in. William Whitelaw scores without using his stick. It went off his body past Blake Pietila. Wisconsin on the board first, 1-0. Nice play. DeSaint foul. Patient found Lucius on the attack. Little sauce pass ahead. Cilia with it. And he dinks out Pietila and scores. Oh, what a feed by Lucius. Cilia ties it with 7.9 seconds left in the period. First goal is a Badger for David Cilia. Stang on the ice for the Cardinal in white to the point. Lotch wide open. Thought about shooting. Waits, and does shoot. It's blocked. Ricochet to Stang straight away. His shot blocked. Then he got it back and fanned at the second attempt. Now it's poked ahead to Nordstrom skating after him. Jugnov got his stick in the way. And then he found Bronte, though. Beautiful pass and a great save by McClellan, and he covers. Point pass now. Vorlicki. D to Lotch. His shot redirected in the back. Score! Lucius got a piece of it, I believe. 3-2 Wisconsin. Here's Campbell weaving through the high slot. Fell down. Puck knocked down in front. Oh, what a save by McClellan, who leapt for the loose puck as it fluttered to his left. Loose in the corner. Fitzgerald trying to jam it free. Lucius goes to get it. He turns. Empty net chance. This time he does score! Joe Palatichuk back for the Badgers behind his net. Not much resistance from Tech. They back off. How about the Wisconsin Badgers? Started with back-to-back wins at home against Augustana. Then went to Bemidji and won. Lost at North Dakota in a hard-fought game, 2-0. Now they come to Houghton and knock off 17th-ranked Michigan Tech. They beat the favorite to win the CCHA on its home ice. Wisconsin 4, Michigan Tech 2, the final. The Badgers off to a 4-1 start. The Badgers tonight were outshot on goal. The final numbers were 29-22, but Kyle McClellan stopped 27 shots for the fourth time in five games. He gave up two goals or less. His record now 4-1. Michigan Tech gave up 22 shots on goal. Blake Pietila credited with 18 saves, but he took the loss. He's 0-2-2 this season, as is Tech. The Badgers 0-2 on the power play. Huskies were 2-3. Wisconsin 3 penalties, a season low. Tech had 2 for 4 minutes. Michigan Tech's goal scorers, Rylan Mosley and Isaac Gordon. Wisconsin's goal scorers, well, they were Cruz Lucius, who got the empty netter to seal it. David Cilia, who got the game-tying goal, his first as a Badger. William Whitelaw scored the first goal tonight, his first as a Badger. Daniel Lotch gets the game winner, his first this season. Junior defenseman was plus +3 tonight. So was Matty DeSaint Fowle, who had a couple of assists. Cruz Lucius also plus +3 tonight. 3,394 fans watched here at John McGinnis Student Ice Arena as Wisconsin knocked off Michigan Tech 4-2. And we'll wrap things up here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. what I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never.
No.
I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Where every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Badger Sports Network.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Today I have been talking with Dr. Nakia Wiley and Brandy Grayson, founder of Urban Triage, and we are talking about the disparity in outcomes of caregivers in the Black and African American community. And I just want to say that according to Caregiving in the USA 2020 report by the National Alliance for Caregiving, African Americans often have more burdensome, easy for me to say, caregiving situations than their non-Hispanic, white, or Asian caregiver counterparts. They also tend to be younger and are often unmarried and have poorer health and frequently have to balance caregiving with full-time jobs. As someone who believes in equity and inclusion and is angered, embarrassed, and heartbroken, quite frankly, by the racism that goes on in the world today, I really want to understand this better so that we can all work towards making positive change. And because I am white, I thought it would be pretty darn foolish of me to sit here and speak into the microphone on what it is Black communities need to increase positive outcomes in regards to caregiving. So I invited two dynamic community leaders here, Dr. Nakia Wiley and Brandy Grayson, to join me and talk about this topic. Brandy, the article that I was reading earlier from the Caregiving Initiative stated, "We must acknowledge and listen to African American and Black caregivers before we can address their needs." Brandy, you probably don't even know this, but you really educated me on this statement. And I just got to tell you a story, and it has a happy ending.
Okay, good.
It's going to be sticky for a minute, but it has a happy ending. I was listening to you in the past when you were on air, and you were talking about just this, that it's the Black communities that need to work on these issues. And I don't know exactly what you said, but I'll tell you what my ears heard,
yeah.
The Black people need to really work on these issues, and the white do-gooders have their role, but they need to stay out, or, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember being offended,
yeah,
probably because, one, I'm a white do-gooder, right? So you just told me to stay
darn
out.
Darn it, Brandy.
Right? And I'm angered. I'm angered about this racism. And so I just remember thinking, whatever. I had a little attitude for a minute.
Yeah.
But then I had to stop and reflect. And, you know, if you look today, what's going on in women's health care and the right for women to make their own decisions. Yeah. You know who's making that for women? Old white men.
Yeah.
And you know what they need to do? Get the flip out.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I had my aha moment with you. Like,
yeah.
You're right. You're right. I can be there to support you in the ways that you need me to.
Yeah.
But I can't come in and
save the day.
Save the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that statement that I read earlier, we must acknowledge and listen to African American and Black caregivers before we can address their needs. What does that mean to you?
Well, that means to me, listening to the folks who are having the experiences, that means that we actually hold space for their humanity. I think that's the conversation we get away from a lot. And one of the things we neglect to identify is that in the context of white supremacy, patriarchal capitalism, the humanity of folks that are not like us is considered non-existent. It's almost as if you're from a different culture, a different country, a different walk, a different understanding of the world, or different religious beliefs, as if you don't deserve to say what you need, or you don't deserve, or you don't know what you need. You know, like this idea that those people don't know what they need. Those people don't have enough sense. Those people wouldn't know right from wrong if it hit them in their face. And one of the jobs that the things that we need to work on an individual level, institution level, and systemic level is centering the humanity of those we serve. We're not coming to help anyone. We're coming to hold space, and holding space reflecting back to people their own internal and personal power to make change in their lives, right? And even if you are differently abled, you get a say in how you want to live. You get to self-actualize how you see fit. But within the context of social constructs, everyone thinks there's only right or wrong, black or white. And life is so much more complicated and gray, you know? So I would say that is what that's saying. Like, not listen, but hold space and support and give resources, right? Because one of the things that Urban Triage as a nonprofit and organization, our biggest challenge is donations, because we don't look the part, right? Because we're really busy doing the work. We're in the streets. I'm in the street as CEO, as founder. I'm educating, I'm training, I'm teaching, I'm managing. We're doing a whole lot that's not as the same roles as other organizations or titles in other organizations. So we need to trust the people that the community trusts. If community is showing up and say, actually, we trust those people and they make a difference and they are transformative and they deliver their word, then the folks, the do-gooders that we call do-gooders, need to get behind those folks and support them with not just finances, but opportunities and capital building and resources and supplies and food and volunteer hours. That's what we need from our folks.
I'm behind you. Just tell me what I need to do, yeah. Brandy. I'm there. Nikaya, what about you? There was one part in that article that really talked about, you know, just the generations of mistrust. How do we rebuild that?
Mirror work. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's real.
At yourself.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day. Examine yourself first. With each interaction that you have with a human who is different from you, check your biases. Check them. It starts with you, with that person in the mirror, before we start examining another human, because people are very complicated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. I'm just wondering what else is there, Nikaya? What else am I forgetting on this subject? I know there's series that we could do on it. I know we could talk about it today. If you had a magic wand, what would you like to see done?
It is very simple. This is something that people told me. And somebody told them, right? Treat people how you want to be treated. Does that make sense?
That's
false. Really? Just to pause. About if it was me, how would I want to be treated? How would I want to be handled? And then if that don't touch into your empathy, now, if it was my significant other, If it was my child, if it was my relative, do that part. In that same energy that you are putting out for your own self, if you love yourself, if you're going to take care of yourself, right? And you're going to love and take care of your significant others, your partners, your husbands, your wives, whoever, and your children and your grandchildren. That same energy. Do you hear me?
Exactly. I hear you. I hear you. I believe you. That's what you got to do.
Can I say this? Can I say this, Liza? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I consider you to be an ally and a co-conspirator. And I want to say thank you right now. But I'm going to say this part because it must be said. The civil rights movement taught us something. We do not need one leader. We don't need that. We need collective responsibility. So when people start getting their ego and their titles and their money and they think they cute, when they start putting all that stuff to the side, then we can get down and do some work. Right. And you already know how I roll, Liza. I want to do the work. I don't want to talk about doing the work for 40 years because I'm 45 years old and I'm grateful. And I don't know when I'm going to take my last breath, but I want my legacy to be do the work. Yeah. And the work starts in the mirror first.
Amen.
And it starts with the interaction that you have with a human.
It's interesting because it doesn't have to be this long, super complex thing, right? It's do the work, treat people like you want to be treated. What else, Brandy?
Yeah, I would just say most people don't know what the work is. You know, like it sounds simple to us, but just like you said, like when I first said something that offended you, it struck a nerve, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how it is a lot of time when you're being expanded. You first contract inward, right? Everything feels really yucky. When people hold you accountable or you're learning how to be accountable and you're learning how to be in integrity with yourself and your word and your being, it doesn't feel good. And I think that's a part of the skill development that we don't give people. We don't develop those skills. We don't develop like what it means to be in integrity, right? With yourself and others, how to hold space for someone. Because if you haven't practiced holding space for your own demons, your own disabilities, your own darkness, your own triggers, your own BS, then you definitely can't hold space for other people. And I'm assuming that's what is meant by looking yourself in the mirror and doing the work. And the work really starts on an individual basis. How are you showing up for your children? How are you showing up in conversation with your partner? Because if you're not showing up in love with them and the folks that you birth and are partnered with in your world, you darn sure can't show up for me. You can't extend grace to me as a Black woman if you haven't learned how to extend grace to yourself, your children, and your partners.
Well, and I love that what you said about the stickiness and being uncomfortable because you're right. We're not taught how to deal with that.
And everything should be fair.
It's usually, look the other way. And
everybody get an award. No, right. Everybody does not get an award.
No. I love feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing this radio show as the world's biggest introvert, because you grow. Mm-hmm. When you're not comfortable, you grow.
Yeah.
When you're feeling those feelings, for me, instead of feeling them, I ask myself, why?
Why? What's happening?
What's the lesson here? What's causing this? So I couldn't agree with you more. There was one other article that, you know, we kind of touched on this, but I just wanted to throw it out there. It was an article that stated that studies have found that Black and Hispanic caregivers often feel ignored in medical settings and left out of crucial care discussions by staff. And that is one thing that both of you guys went to just right out of the gate. The Caregiving Initiative article that I referenced earlier also stated that service providers must work to reestablish trust among African American and Black caregivers to offset years of systemic injustice and historical discrimination that has deterred many from using formal services. That's one thing that I would like to ask you about, using formal services. Sometimes in the Black community, it's hard to make that connection. And I just want to know your thoughts about it, especially when it comes to caregiving. There's a lot of emphasis on how can we reach the Black, Brown, African American community. So what's the disconnect, and how can we reach you with the resources that are already out there?
I would just say interpersonal relationships is super important to our culture. A lot of times we think Black people don't have culture. We'll say, or people known as Black do not have culture. We'll say Black people don't have culture because they lost their culture when they were enslaved. But we do. We have lots of culture. And one of the things that culturally is super important to us is interpersonal relationships. If I know you, I can trust you to lead me, to advocate for me. I need to know you. You need to know me. And that's a piece that's missing in most institutions. It's not a personal relationship.
I like that. And you know, that despite the negative outcomes in some regards to caregiving, there is actually some positive when it comes
to WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5.